Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, as you're well aware, South Africa is facing a pressing fiscal dilemma. Should the government increase value-added tax to address budgetary constraints, or is the real issue the nation's escalating public spending? Anne Bernstein is Executive Director of the Centre for Development and Enterprise, and she argues that the core problem lies in unchecked government expenditure rather than insufficient tax revenue. She joins me on the programme now. So, Anne, welcome to you. Runaway government spending, not VAT levels. That's the primary budgetary concern. Maybe just elaborate for me as a starting point what specific areas you're worried about. Where is spending most problematic?
Well, Jeremy, let's start with the facts. The country has a three-term budget, the medium-term expenditure framework, and we're talking about the budget for this, you know, tomorrow. But it's part of this three-year thing. We have a 190 billion crater that we have to fill over the 3 years. And the bottom line is that we have recklessly spent more money than we have over the last 15 years, and that's added up, and we've taken on more and more debt. We're now at over 75% debt to GDP, so that the fastest growing item on the government's budget is repaying debt, which is terrible for a country like ours. Now, why are we in this situation? Well, we thought we could just spend money on all sorts of things, from bailing out state-owned companies, where instead of putting really good people in charge of them and good boards, we carry on with cadre deployment and all sorts of things. And year after year, it continues. We've paid civil servants above inflation wages for a long period, not the last 2 years or so, but over the 15 years, above average wages. We've spent on all sorts of things. So we're saying government expenditure is really inefficient and wasteful. We have too many people who don't do their jobs, too many people in leadership positions who are not first class at managing their budgets. And in that context, to ask citizens to pay more tax is the wrong approach. And we need to use this opportunity of the debacle of not passing the budget to really get out of this situation.
So in that respect, Anne Bernstein, what you're saying is that after years of profligacy, the chickens have come home to roost. The chickens are fairly sick and probably bleeding at this point. So if we can use this situation, this budget delay, to rectify matters, are there particular sectors or programs where spending cuts could be implemented immediately without adversely affecting any essential services?
Yes, we're making a number of detailed suggestions to put on the menu list. One, the recent wage agreement at 5.5% for civil servants for this year above inflation should now be reverted back to 3.5%. And if you did that this year and CPI the next 2 years, you could save 100 billion over 3 years. And if you felt, well, We need some extra posts for doctors, we need extra maths teachers or other kinds of senior teachers, you could still allocate money for that and save 60 billion over the three-year period. Secondly, procurement. This is very expensive, an enormous part of government expenditure. We put all sorts of added rules on this. If you want to buy anything by the state, you've got to comply with localization rules and all sorts of set asides. We're saying take out what you've put in every year and say 3.5. We think if you change policies, you can save some 50 billion rand over the three-year period. There are other examples. The CETAs should go 80 billion over the three-year period. Nobody likes them. Ghost workers, we should find them and see how much it costs. Nobody knows how much that costs. And then lastly, we're saying two things. One, give money to SARS, say 3.5 billion, and get them to raise more money from people who don't pay their taxes and see how we can do. There are all sorts of big numbers thrown around, not firm, who knows? Let's see what SARS can do if you give them the resources that they need. And then lastly, we have to get serious about growth. It's the only way out of our fiscal crisis. And we can't, you know, cut all the time. We have been cutting some essential things, and we don't want to carry on doing that anymore, but we have to grow the economy. And we're saying, tie the two together, a growth compact before you do a deal on the budget.
Now, Anne Bernstein, some critics might say all of the suggestions that you've put on the table are long-term, the tax is easier. So how do you respond to proponents of a VAT increase who argue it's a necessary quick fix measure to boost revenue?
Well, we're suggesting some quick fix measures in the cuts. There's some cuts you could do straight away and could get quite a lot of money. And we need $60 billion this year. But we're saying that cuts, we want a spending review committee immediately after the budget is passed so that next year we're not in the same position, and growth. But we're saying we keep raising taxes. We're a highly taxed society, and government keeps spending very badly. They could all sorts of suggestions on the table, including ours and other people's, of how to cut expenditure in this budget. I'm not saying you can do everything we need, but it's over a three-year framework. We can cut a lot in this budget on Wednesday.
We're going to get a lot more clarity Wednesday, 2 o'clock tomorrow. Anne Bernstein, Executive Director of the Centre for Development and Enterprise. I do appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Heart Business on Heart 102.7 with MoneyWeb.